Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. Today we'll be reading Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 10. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 10. The Apostle Paul writes this, "And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy because of the great love in which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works so that no one may boast, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Amen. We have been saved by grace through faith. We have been saved by grace through faith. And that is, I think, the main point of this passage. But I want to kind of dive a little bit deeper into what this grace looks like. In the first three verses, the Apostle Paul goes into great depth into what we were like before we were saved by Christ. We were once dead in the trespasses and sins in which we once walked. We were following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air. That's just talking mainly about Satan. We were following the ways of Satan, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience. We were once living in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind. We had no regard for God. We had no regard of God's will and his desire and his heart for this world. We were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. That was who we were before God. But I love verse 4, because there is a complete shift, plot twist. It says, But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love in which he loved us. God being rich in his mercy and loving us with his love. It's interesting, especially the second part of verse 4. It says, because of the great love with which he loved us. It's almost as if he is emphasizing the kind of love that God has for us by mentioning it twice. He loved us with a great love. And it's this love and his rich mercy that we see this complete plot twist in transforming us from who we once were, dead in our trespasses and sins, but now we were made alive together with Christ. We've been raised up with him and seated with him in the heavenly places, and we have received his great grace through faith. The primary way to receiving this transformation in our lives is by believing in Jesus and receiving his grace. It's believing in the work of Christ on the cross for our sins, for our trespasses, and to believe in the power and his rich mercy and his love that transforms us from one degree of glory to another, from dead people to alive people with Christ. We are saved by grace through faith. And he makes this really clear. He says, this is not your own doing. It is a gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. God had poured out his grace to us as a gift. We didn't deserve it. We didn't deserve it. And today I want us to just bask in the grace that God shows us. The grace that he showed us when we came to believe in Jesus, but also the grace he pours out upon us each day. The life that he wants us to have with Christ is the kind of life that he wants us to have each day. He wants us to choose to put our faith in Jesus, and all of that is by his grace. And so let's do that today. Let's put our faith in Jesus, let's receive his grace, and let's give thanks to the Lord for the ways that he has transformed us from the inside out. That we are no longer pursuing the passions of our flesh, but now we are pursuing the Spirit, the things of the Spirit, the desires of God's heart and his mind. Let's be children of God, not children of wrath. Let's allow the Spirit to be working in us, not the prince of the power of the air. Let's live in his grace through faith. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word today, and I pray, Father, that you would help us to give thanks to you, O Lord, for the ways that you have saved us by grace through faith. God, we thank you, Lord, for your rich mercy and the great love with which you loved us. Thank you, Lord, that it is by your rich mercy and love that we have been completely transformed. Thank you for each and every one of our plot twists, if you will, changing us, Lord, from children of wrath and children of evil one to children of the Holy One, children of God. So, Lord, we come to you today with gratitude and thanksgiving, and we ask, Lord, that you would help us to continue to respond in faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks, everyone, for joining us, and I hope you can continue to join us tomorrow as we take a break from Ephesians and read one of the Psalms together. Have a great day.